Hello.
Yep.
Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
Good. What can I help you with?
Sorry to bother you. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. Now, how certain are you you're going to vote in that election? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or you don't think that you're going to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Probably. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're almost certain. Okay.
I vote for everything. Yeah.
Great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what year were you born?
1973.
Yep. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black?
White.
I'm sorry?
White,
okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction or the wrong track?
I think they're okay. And they're okay. Everything could always be better, but it seems to be going all right.
Okay. Now, let me read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Jobs and wages, public safety and crime, housing, affordability, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights in education, water policy.
Probably the crime one and the one about the inflation.
Okay. So public safety and crime and inflation and cost of living, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, could you please tell me, after I read a name, some names to you of some public figures, could you please let me know if you have a favorable, somewhat or very favorable opinion of them, or somewhat or very unfavorable opinion of them? If you have no opinion or you never heard of that person, just let me know.
Okay.
What is your opinion about Gavin Newsom?
Very unfavorable.
What about Gary Bredefeld?
He's okay. I don't
some,
feel one very
somewhat or very.
What's that?
Would that be somewhat favorable or very
favorable? Yeah, somewhat favorable for him.
What about Steve Brandow?
Bredefeld was the last one. Now we're on Brandow. Steve Brandow,
yeah.
Somewhat favorable.
What about Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
What about Paul Dictos?
I don't have an opinion on him.
Okay. And Donald Trump.
What does Paul Dictos do right now? I know he's something. We just got a thing for
him. I believe that he is something to do with the city council. Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about Donald Trump? What type of opinion do you have about him?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, which he is a CPA, assessor recorder, Gary Bredefeld, council member, Steve Brandau, county supervisor, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera. Who would you vote for?
Probably Gary Bredefeld. Nathan Magnick is not running again? He's not in there?
No, it's not in here. No. How certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld?
Pretty certain. Fairly certain.
Very certain, okay.
Very certain.
How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
He's probably fair.
Okay. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who is 80 years old, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat?
Much less likely.
What about for a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Very likely to vote for them.
Much more likely, correct?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay. What about a candidate who is a Democrat?
Very unlikely.
So, much less likely, correct?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
More likely.
Much more likely to vote for him, correct?
Much more likely, yeah.
Okay, because you can say somewhat more likely as well.
Yeah. How many more questions are there? Because the national
championship
is on right now.
I know, and I'm very sorry. It would only be one more minute, okay?
Okay.
One more minute. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Much less likely.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
More likely.
What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing to North Fresno, such as apartment-based buildings and condos?
Middle of the road on that one. Whatever.
Somewhat. Okay.
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, great. In a candidate who's led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
I don't want to answer that because that's all of an opinion of what's considered pornographic. That's
great.
Yeah, so.
Now, let me read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor for each firm. Please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for that candidate. Steve Brandau, is there a small chance, fair chance, good chance, or no chance?
Not a small chance. I don't know.
What about Paul Dictos?
I don't know enough about him.
What about Gary Bredefield?
Probably more likely.
Good chance. Would that be correct? Okay.
Yeah.
After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, Gary Bredefield, Steve Brandau, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, for who would you vote?
If you had a vote today.
Okay.
Gary Bredefield.
Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thinking about in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, very or somewhat, moderate, liberal, very or somewhat?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College degree.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent?
Yes.
Okay, so you own. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for your time, sir. Thank you for helping me out. And who do you have in the game?
I wanted Michigan to win, and they just won 34-13.
Oh, man. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Michigan, they deserved it. They've been in there for the last 5 years, I think.
Yeah, the last few years, and they haven't been able to make it, but they did it. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you.